Okay, and welcome back for the final hour of the show, Cancel the Cabal, on Shake and Wake Radio, PSN Radio, SoFlo Radio, and EPGN Radio. And once again, while I have it on my mind, please donate to all the stations if you are able to. Judd pesters me about every 13 seconds to come on the show, so I wanted to give him and Kim Hogan another hour, but watch the P's and Q's, guys. So welcome back to the show.
I've got my duct tape handy.
Okay.
It's hard. You know, I've been trying for many years to develop Tourette's, and I think I just about succeeded, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people blame me.
My zoo in the background is fired up. They want to be part of the show. Correct these guys.
I hear that. You know, I'd like to blame my off-air persona on Tourette's, but I can't. It's just me.
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States have created this new category for social media technocrats. They're publishers, you know. And yesterday they were discussing the problematic users that they have to censor, you know, like you and Kim and me and all of our friends and family, you know, who are problematic users on the social media platforms. And the publishers, I don't know where they came up with the idea that social media technocrats are publishers, but maybe Kim can help explain what a problematic user is.
Well, anyone that is, you know, disclosing any of the information that they don't want the public to know. I mean, they don't want people to know about the ingredients of chemtrails. They don't want people to know about the capabilities of 5G towers. And, I mean, I could go on all day of different things they don't want the people to know. And anyone discussing these things, you know, they've got a shadow ban and censor.
Yeah.
They can't let that out.
It's been, I think, close to a dozen years or so ago, maybe 10 years ago, that the British government tried to make a group of people that called themselves, what was the name? UK something, UK Online or something like that. But they were just bloggers. They were internet radio guys like I am and you two are. They tried to get them to commit to being news-like, you know, in air quotations, and they tried to regulate them. It didn't really work, but I presume that the American government is going to try this someday.
Yeah, I don't think it's just the United States government. I mean, we've here recently witnessed that clearly all of the governments around the world are heavily connected and all on the same path, same agenda. I mean, we witnessed that with the COVID. I mean, to have all of these stickers for the floors already pre-printed, you know, for 6 feet apart.
Yes.
You know, and all around the whole world for this. I mean, they're all connected. It's just a big game.
Yes, it is.
You know, they all have their meetings together and their dinners. And many, if not most of them, have spent some quality time at Epstein Island. And that's not the only location they have their little sex capades.
Well, the more I get into this Whitney Webb book, it's just the extensiveness of someone's research. I don't know if it's hers, but somebody's showing her all of these facts and all of this corruption. It goes deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then people, you know, they catch word of things and then they start looking into things and doing their own investigative, you know, journalism. And, you know, then the the more the people looking into things and finding things and getting the pieces of the puzzle and then sharing them, you know, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's completed pretty much now.
Yeah. These people over here, I just remembered what their name was. They called themselves UK Column. I don't know, Brian Garish and a few other people. I know some people might recognize the name Brian Garish, but I don't remember all the other people associated with them. But they tried to regulate them quite a few years back, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's sort of what's going on right now in the Supreme Sophistries of the Supreme Liars of the Supreme Court. You've got a lot of physicians that were silenced during the plandemic, scamdemic. Huge amounts of money was stolen. Just unbelievable amounts of money were stolen because Fauci and Dazak and Barrick and Donald Trump and Barack Obama, they actually cooked up the SARS-2, COVID-19 as long ago as 2005, 6, and 7. Even earlier, they were messing around with HIV pandemic. Is spread through the so-called homosexual community, obviously. But right now, tonight in Washington, D.C., there are some extremely intelligent people like Kim Hogan, for instance, and Judson Witham, and a whole bunch of America's frontline doctors and frontline nurses, and quite a few other people that are right up in the United States Supreme Court's grill as to just how deep this propaganda, menticide, brainwashing, censorship industrial complex has taken over the United States. And it's very serious.
And as I've said before, it's happening in the courts, court stripping. They're taking evidence and exhibits and filings right off of the docket. And in fact, I have one of my other cases. I've recently noticed that the original claim is missing from the docket so that the public can't even look at it. This is a case that I filed against XTO Energy, which is an offshoot of ExxonMobil, which of course is owned by BlackRock. And for this case, I do my filings through Tyler Technologies e-file. And when you follow the money trail, Tyler Technologies is owned by BlackRock. And so I've been going round and around earlier today with Tyler Technologies troubleshooters and trying to find out where is my original claim? Why is it no longer on the docket? And then they have a thing that you can do. It's called e-file and serve, where it serves the defendants. And when I go through all of the process to file and e-file and serve, it'll show me in the beginning who I have checkmarked to be served, and it shows them as they are, you know, set up to be served after I hit the button to send. And then after you do that, and then you get your receipt after submitting the file, then I look at that receipt and it shows that zero people were checked to be e-filed and served. So I'm like, what in the world now? So yeah, here we go again. Another good time with another case of more censorship. The censorship is definitely alive and well in the courts.
The thing that Tim is referring to involves an extremely large oil corporation, obviously Exxon, XTO, or multinational, you know, gazillionaire type corporate oil and gas people, and into real estate, Exxon, Mobil, and XTO. They all have real estate divisions, but the money is staggering. Now, Kim filed a original sworn complaint. It was file stamped, given a case number. And I haven't got into the fray yet, but I want to know, where's the case filing? What'd they do with it? This kind of dirty pool? This massaging of the court dockets? This is criminal. Flat out criminal.
Tyler, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll finish later.
Well, Tyler Technologies, they're in Tyler, Texas, up in East Texas. Being controlled and owned by BlackRock means that the people that are controlling the court dockets all across the United States, e-files being used. It's not just in Texas. They own this e-file system like they own Twitter, like they own Facebook, like they own YouTube, and this e-file system is essentially used in every state in the country and all the federal courts as well.
Uh-huh.
And not just the United States. They also have them in other countries. They're in Australia.
Yep.
I forget everywhere else, but I had a list. I'd have to go back and find that. Well, it's not too hard to find. But, yeah, they're not just a United States thing.
If they all go to this e-filing system, they can probably censor you even quicker and better than, you know, they can say, well, you didn't fill this out, so it's not a good lawsuit, and we're going to throw it out. Isn't that
the
what
problem
they...
with that? Yeah. Is that it is a good lawsuit. There is no problem with their sworn complaint, and that's just the reality of it. Now, they can make up any kind of excuse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've already admitted, they refer to me as the owner. They've offered me two different separate leases. The first one I signed, sent back, then they conveniently lost it and submitted another lease to me, and I compared and contrast the two leases. They changed the agreement, and I was not willing to sign the second lease. I mean, they know it's my land. They admit it, and I've seen some of the production.
Yeah.
I mean, this well has been producing oil, gas, water. And, yeah, they're just completely ignoring me now. And it's been proven. They have been served every which way they can be served. And in Texas, Rule 106, you can serve people via email and even social media. So they've been served that way also. And I've proven all of this, and the clerk has still not issued a summons. It's just ridiculous. They're all protecting them.
I want to help you out here a little bit, Kim, because I've studied and practiced law 40 years. I'm not new to the game at all. And what's being done to you, Kim, is just blatant court fraud.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the American public plus, they don't understand these issues. So when they're discussed on a program such as this, a lot of people just ignore it because it makes their head hurt. They don't understand it, which is used in a lot of other realms, such as the massive theft of trillions, the massive laundering of trillions, the massive poisoning of humanity across the face of the earth with these, they're not experimental clot shots. These people are engaging in population control.
And gain of function.
They know doggone well what they're injecting into people is going to end a certain percentage of, you know, millions of people's lives. And when you say something like this on the cabal, cancel cabal, most people can't wrap their heads around it. They don't understand it. They're overwhelmed by it. But I absolutely guarantee you that what Kim Hogan filed with that court was, you received a file stamp and case number, didn't you, Kim?
Yeah.
They assigned a case number to the matter.
Yeah,
and it's case disappeared case from the number. Docket.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Go ahead, Kim.
I was saying what the case number is. It's 23-2064-C26.
You didn't remove the filing judge, from the docket?
The assigned judge is Judge Donna King.
Mm-hmm. I want to know where that filing is.
Right.
And I'm gonna crawl up there, you know what? I am going to crawl up there, you know what, and get the answer out of them. Yes, I am. And that spells trouble, Steve Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a problematic user. That's why I've been censored all over the internet. Just like Cancel the Cabal, you've been censored too, right?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Yeah, you're not mentally ill. It's a recent thing, and this has been going on for well over, just Facebook alone, it's been going on well over a decade.
That's what's being discussed by some of the best minds in the nation, some of the best minds in the world, is that they've unleashed CIA psychological operations on our domestic population. A lot of that's being discussed here just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They have unleashed military-grade psychological operations against problematic users of what they refer to as social media.
Yep.
Silencing dissidents and whistleblowers and people that are exposing how corrupt.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me is people will not look at any sort of a fact that, no matter what your message is, if they are censoring you, they are censoring everyone, in effect.
Mm-hmm.
From receiving the information, right?
Yeah, I think there's a there's this this phrase that goes something like, an injustice for one is an injustice for all, or I don't know what the case is or whatever, but mm-hmm. Censoring one is eventually going to censor everyone.
Right.
Kim knows, and people who know me, like my kids and friends, that I have an extremely, extremely large legal collection. And trust me, I know that once a court clerk assigns a docket number to a complaint that's been filed with the clerk, that's not supposed to disappear from the record. Whether the case gets dismissed ultimately or not, the docket record is supposed to be permanent.
Right.
Supposed to show how the case was treated. In Kim's case, she's got land that Exxon XTO has been using for years. They haven't paid her a cent, not one cent. They got fences and they got wells and tanks and they got gates on the property, and you can obviously see that tractor trailers are coming in and off this oil track in Alto, Texas. And something's going on there. They're using the property, and they haven't paid Kim Hogan one cent for the use of her oil track.
Another thing that's interesting is years ago, approximately 15, give or take, years ago, I had the late, great John Hunt that was a dear friend of another very dear friend of mine, and he was an oil man, lawyer, and he was helping me. He was at the final stages of negotiation with XTO, with Rodney Black at XTO, And all of a sudden, this man comes down with the fastest case of cancer that took his life right at negotiation time. And the timing is, it seems more than just a coincidence to me.
It's come out over the years that they can produce a cancer that can kill somebody, that liquefy their organs on the inside within 28 days, just turned you into mush.
Well, that's what I believe happened to John Hunt, because I'm a Reiki master teacher. I know there's going to be listeners that think that that's all, you know, BS stuff. As I signed up for Reiki, was a skeptic myself, but being a massage therapist, a lot of states required continued education. And when you've been doing what I do for decades, you run out of courses to continue education. There's only so much you can take. And so I was like, what the hell? I'll sign up for Reiki for continued education hours. And as I said, I was a complete skeptic. Well, within 30 minutes, I was floored and blown away and a complete believer. And I've been a Reiki master teacher for the last little over 15 years now. And John Hunt, his ex-wife, was a Reiki master teacher, so he firmly believed in it, knew it was real. And basically what I consider it is prayer cubed times 100. It's not the Reiki practitioner that is doing the healing. You're basically funneling God's energy, and it's prayer cubed times 100. It's a turbo prayer and focusing energy and healing. And so John was working for me. I could never have afforded this guy. He was $1,000 a day, meals, hotels, and gas. And he was doing a favor for me, being that we both shared a very dear, close friend that connected us for this help, for his help to help me with this mineral case. But anyway, there was one of the afternoons I was tuned in and sending him some Reiki, because that's what our agreement was trading him working for me. I would send him Reiki for trades. And anyway, there was one afternoon I was tuned in and sending him Reiki, and I freaked out because I saw a lot of times when I'm working on someone or sending them Reiki, I can tune in, whether it's a human or an animal, I tune into their body and what's going on, and I could just see that something, either he was poisoned, something wasn't right, and it freaked me out, and I called him immediately to ask him what's going on. I was just tuned in, sending Reiki, and you got something up. There's something throughout your entire body, and I'm really worried about you. And he answered back, you're spot on. And that's when he told me that he had this all throughout his body. And it was less than a month later, he was gone. And I got with his assistant to get all of the records that he'd been working on for my mineral rights. And then I've been working on them on my own ever since, because I cannot find a lawyer. It's like an APB. I think I said this on the last show. I swear to you, it's as if an APB has been sent out to every lawyer in the country to never represent Miss Hogan for no matter what case she comes to you for. So hence, I'm pro se.
Well,
Steve, I'm sitting in the church parking lot as we're talking here, and I know that Steve Roberts will realize that there's what, millions of churches all over the world?
Yeah.
And you know, billions of Christians.
Yep.
The life and practices of Jesus Christ had enormous recognition of laying on of hands and supernaturally healing people like lepers and cripples and all kinds of illnesses and sicknesses. So there's billions of people in the world that understand that when Kim Hogan, you know, practices what she does with prayer and hands-on therapeutic.
I want to say quickly, I've been doing this prior to ever even going to school. I've been doing this since I was a little girl, since helping grandma, you know, or one of the pets. I mean, this is something I've been gifted. And it's not just something you go to school to learn. Anyway, no. I'll let Justin continue.
Well, what I'm saying about what Kim is saying is that every Christian worth their salt understands the healing ministry of Jesus, the Messiah.
The power of prayer. So
to diminish what Kim's saying, I would not engage in that for a second. And there's another reason. I've had four back surgeries. My youngest daughter, when I was in a lot of pain, and you know, just the pain medication wasn't working, it just wasn't working, she could put her hands on my back through three and four layers of blankets and clothes, and you could feel the heat from her hands. 5 minutes later, my pain would be gone. She was just a kid, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, laying hands on her father because he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, that's
you get
what
your
I mean.
You get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. There's billions of them out there. Get your Bibles out and read about laying out of hands. And call me crazy. Call me a conspiracy theorist. Or I'm a problematic user, you know. I know a couple of problematic users. One's named Steve Roberts. The other one's Kim Hogan.
Uh-huh.
You two are users.
Well, let Kim give him some more time in there, Judd.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just looking like back at cavemen, let's even go further before the Bibles and the other religious books were written. You know, it's instinctual. You know, you stub your toe, you grab your toe, you rub your toe, or whatever you bump, your hand goes to that area. That's instinctual. And you rub it or you do whatever to make the pain go away, to make it feel better. I mean, even animals do this.
Say, you know, Kim and Judd?
Yeah.
I guess Kim first. There's a listener from Ireland, I guess over there in Ireland or the UK or somewhere. They have what's called a McKenzie friend, a litigants assistant. Do they have that here?
Say one time again.
It's called a litigants assistant or a McKenzie friend.
Yep. McKenzie friend, yep. Friend of the court, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Well, you see, Steve, all of these hyper technicalities and all these legalese hurdles and the lawyer speak, you know, all the hyper technical BS that the barristers and the attorneys and lawyers have created, their secret speak, their magic incantations. There's a problem, and your friend and Ireland will appreciate what I'm going to say. My ancestors were involved in the construction of the Temple Church in London, and it was converted into what's known as the four inns of court, the inner court and the outer court. My family were intimately involved in all of that, my ancestors. I come from Knights Templar people. And when I say what I'm about to, there is nothing in the law that requires anybody, any individual, to have the same educational background and abilities of a lawyer to go before a court. It's not a requirement. And trust me, I've been right up in the grill of judges, prosecutors, many times on these issues.
Yep.
And what I'm going to say is that the clerk of court, is it in Williamson County, Texas, where you filed that, Kim?
Yes.
She assigned, the clerk of that court assigned Kim's case a docket number and file stamped it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to know where the hell that case is. Why has it been removed from the docket?
Her name is Clerk Lisa David, and I've recently come across a few other people on Facebook and other social medias that have had cases that have gone through her district, and she's not such a outstanding individual as we find most of the clerks are not.
Yeah. Do you know about
the ones running the Stasi?
Do you know what the National Liberty Alliance is, Kim?
Yes, I was a member. I was one of the first people that completed their exam. I selected their exam. I had people from all over the country, even as far as Alaska and Hawaii and the territories, contacting me to help them get through the exam, the civil course and exam, and it had all kinds of glitches and problems, and I helped probably most of the test takers get through it.
Well, the way I...
And I
go
was
ahead.
Going to say, I found that National Liberty Alliance was of zero help to most people. I was the court coordinator for Travis County here in Austin, and I relinquished my position because it was just going nowhere. I was the person, you can come here to Texas and go to any county court. You can pull up the reconstituting of Texas, and I'm the one that signed and or witnessed signature for most of the counties in the state of Texas for our common law court.
Well, the way I understand it, John Darish goes around the country, him and his people, teaching others how to remove these people's liability, and they can sue them in civil court.
Well, here's something that I want you to understand, Steve. Kim's oil gas track is in Alto, Texas. On Facebook, I placed a bit of a little inquiry into the oil and gas production going on in Alto, Texas, as in, you know, what the local people know is being extracted from that field in Alto, Texas. You know, Facebook threw me in jail for asking those questions. I got 30 days in the hole out of Facebook because I was asking residents around Alto, Texas, what they knew about what's being produced from the Alto gas and oil field.
Right, but my point was, Judd, that if she can get their liabilities removed from them, she can sue them civilly and then get her courts, her regular court on the docket.
I'm going to sum it up really nicely. John Darish is full of crap. I've known John Darish for years, and he's just full of BS.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
they've lost
five
nearly
cents
all
for the
their members.
No,
it never
took
off.
5 cents. Not 5 cents. And, you know, I have to just be straight to the point. I've studied court procedures and technicalities and process and procedure for over four decades. I'm an expert. I'm not playing any games. I know what I'm talking about. That clerk of court in Williamson County, Texas, assigned a sworn original complaint and filed it, giving it a case number. Now, it was on the docket, and now, mysteriously, it's been removed. And I'm going to tell you what I think's going on. Exxon, XTO Energy, has been robbing huge amounts of natural resources, not just in Texas, but all over the world.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't give you a frickin' nickel for Exxon, XTO, because I know a whole lot about their little secrets, because Exxon in Conroe, Texas, where I lived for 26 years, was located over on Exxon Road. And Kim can attest to this. She knows where Exxon Road is. east of Conroe, over by the San Jacinto River, there by the Woodlands.
Right.
And they moved a little bit south. They're down in Spring, Texas now with their world headquarters, right?
Right.
You have a vast, unbelievable fortune in natural resources all over the planet. And when you start looking into who owns Exxon, who their primary financiers are, same people that own E-File and Tyler Technologies.
Uh-huh. Right.
Do you see maybe a little conflict of interest here, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
We've accused Exxon of using Kim's oil and gas track in Alto, Texas, and not only using the surface for trucks and tanks and wells and, you know, the gate and the fencing and using the surface of the land, but they're either injecting Kim's track or they're extracting from Kim's track. And all we want to know is, are they putting radioactive waste and chemical waste by injection into Kim's land in Texas? Or are they extracting oil and gas? We want the discovery. We want to know what it is that they're doing in their operations in Alto, Texas. And what really freaked me out is Facebook threw me in jail for asking questions about what's going on in the oil and gas fields in Alto, Texas.
Yep.
Total innocent question.
Why would Facebook care? Why would Facebook care? No, seriously, why would Mark Zuckerberg care, or Meta? Why would Meta even pay any attention to it?
Because you're asking about the club. That's why. You're asking about
the... Thank you. That response by Kim Hogan was perfect. Did you hear her laugh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know, you're asking about...
what's going on all over the nation.
You're asking about the club that George Carlin speaks about. You know, the club that we're not in.
Do you know who owns BlackRock?
Finkelstein or something like that?
The Bush family, the Rothschilds, the Clintons. Some of the biggest political families in the history of this country own BlackRock, and they own the...
Finkelstein's
Federal Reserve or whatever the hell that is, and they own Vanguard and State Street, and they own all this other social media platforms and Alphabet and Google. They own Google, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
The corruption is staggering. She's being censored. I absolutely guarantee everybody that can hear my voice, within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to find out where the hell Kim's sworn original complaint is that was assigned a docket number. Once that thing gets a case number assigned to it, it's a permanent record within the docket of a court. This isn't funny.
Yeah, they've got my notice that I filed on there, and then they've got the second notice that I filed on there last month. And I just filed something today before the show, so it'll take until tomorrow to know if it was accepted. But once it's accepted, we'll see if that shows up on there. And I noticed the court to put the original claim back on the docket in chronological order. So we'll see if they pop it back on there.
The thing that I'm suspecting, Steve, is back in the middle 1970s by Huffman, Texas, which is just northeast of Houston, about 40 miles.
Uh-huh.
There was two ladies that swore up and down that as they were driving along State Highway 1483 east of the 59, East Tex 59 highway, over in Liberty County, Texas, they swore up and down that they witnessed helicopters escorting a UFO.
Right.
Made all the newspapers. It was a big story. It made
sure they probably did.
Television network mysteries or whatever mysteries and whatever that show is.
Yeah.
But these ladies, they went to be tested because they became very ill.
Yeah.
They were diagnosed with radiation burns.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know where in the hell along East Tex 59 or FM 1483 you can drive along that state highway out there in East Texas and get a radiation burn. It was in the Mayo Clinic back in the 70s, and were diagnosed with radiation burns.
They've had directed energy weapons for decades.
Well, again, what I'm saying here is exactly what is it that Exxon is extracting or injecting into the ground at Alto, Texas, and why would Facebook put me in jail for asking a couple of very innocuous, harmless questions?
Yep.
And Kim, I don't mean to be like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but do you know they extract uranium and thorium and other nuclear materials by using the same well technologies as oil and gas?
Right.
Not trying to make you look, uninformed or anything, but they literally extract radiological materials, and they have been massively injecting oil and gas fields in Texas to get rid of all kind of toxic wastes. And why would they take your case off the docket is just beyond comprehension. Somebody has access to that e-file computer data system and has hacked it.
Yep.
Just like they did with my other case that's now, I don't know, is it in the Supreme Court or not? It's stamped that it's filed, but I do not have a case number for my Supreme Court case, which is the Aspire Lending case, which started out in the same district, Williamson County, same clerk, but then I had venue changed to Dallas. But it's all been Tyler Technologies all throughout the Spire Lending case.
BlackRock, Tyler Technologies. Yep.
And that's why I've ended up all the way to the Supreme Court, because all along the whole time through Tyler Technologies, my evidence and exhibits were being stripped off of the record. I had overwhelming, indisputable proof from day one in that Aspire Lending case. I should have been restored at the very beginning. I should have had justice.
You see, Steve, you've got massive financial interests that have obviously been caught red-handed laundering trillions. Uh-huh. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and all these other Wall Street Journals and New York Times and every major even lamestream news media outlet, the massive financial crimes and the laundering of the proceeds of those criminal balls. I mean, it's not a secret anymore.
No, I think some people estimated into between 14 and 15 quadrillion, Judd.
Correct. There's some huge numbers involved. I absolutely agree. And people like Whitney Webb and people like, Catherine Austin Fitz. I would love to sit down for an hour with Catherine Austin Fitz and talk about Dylan Reed and Hamilton Securities. Well, if you look at who they are, who Dylan Reed and Hamilton Securities were, they're all CIA.
Uh-huh.
Catherine Austin Fitz and her involvement with George H.W. and HUD and, that whole mess. I mean, everybody swirling around her world was all CIA, Department of Defense.
Yep.
Black budget. Yeah, all black budget people for the Central Intelligence Agency. And now we've got this Whitney Webb, this darling child, because she's got a pleasant smile and she's got an expensive microphone and a nice little, a set.
Uh-huh. And she's very well.
Catherine Fitz, she's got the silk scarf, the expensive glasses, her set's got flowers, and she's articulate and she's well educated. But I have a couple of questions for like Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell. Where in the flying hell is all this money that's been stolen?
Yep.
Whose pockets is it in?
Helicopter money.
Dude, you hit the nail right on the head. Helicopter money. And then, of course, we're so enamored and we're being forced into digital keystroke, central bank, digital, what do they call that?
Central.
Money? Central bank, digital currency.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where all it is, you know, you need a trillion here, a trillion there. You just sit down at your laptop and with, you know, a few keystrokes, bam, you're sending trillions to Ukraine, or bam, you're sending trillions to the Israeli, you know, military that are raping and taking over and committing mass murder against the Palestinians. Just a few keystrokes.
Yep.
And they can kill how many thousand more children?
Yeah.
And then, of course, oh, God, did you hear the news, Steve? Here in about 3 or 4 or 5 years, the planet's going to warm up like 2 degrees.
And we're heading into an ice age.
And I wonder where the money's coming from to fill up the tanks in these chemtrail plants.
Yeah,
I mean, who's paying for that?
You know,
Who's paying for the planes?
Right.
And I'm sorry, but warp speed?
Yeah.
You know, warp speed, where Donnie Trump saved the world with his experimental mRNA. The military already had all that stuff in stock. It was already in existence. Donald Trump didn't create a damn thing.
No.
But he took credit for it all. Oh, God, Donald Trump's warp speed. He's like he's a messiah. He saved the whole planet.
Yep.
But the Department of Defense already had it all in inventory.
Yeah.
So who's paying for this charlatan?
Well, the
who's
I mean
paying for Donald Trump
circus. The testing equipment was made in 2016 and it was sold to the countries in 2017.
Look at all the patents.
Yeah.
That are
forever. I am.
Yeah, I mean, they patented all this stuff.
I have been looking at them. I have been.
Oh, they messing with our call?
Nope. You're still here.
Yeah. Who's financing the Joe Biden circus?
Yeah.
With keystroke digital money on a computer?
Yep.
I mean, I'd like to know who's, you know, paying you, Steve. I mean, don't they send you like $100,000 a month to stay on the air and keep the cabal red hot and interesting?
What are you kidding? Every week. That's chump change.
Well, that's why I'm going to call us the Three Amigos here.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We have a daunting task in front of us, folks. We are the last line of defense. We are the problematic users.
Yep.
Pulling and drawing out the truth, right?
Right.
I've told Kim a million times, if we get caught, I'm blaming her for everything.
Uh-huh. Say, it looks like you're trying to call me or something, Judd. Are you doing something?
I'm not doing a thing, so they're playing with the phone. Oh, so I don't get it. Am I trying to call you? Really?
Huh. That's what it showed. It's kind of weird.
Oh, wow.
Probably
really
Dale
weird.
Center. They're out there choking on their root beer and popcorn at their control screen there at Bluffdale and Fort Williams.
Yeah.
Well, see, Steve, I swear, I went to law school there at Brigham Young University.
Uh-huh.
For part of my, you know, continuing education. And I had a young fellow, man, he pestered me to death. He wanted to show me something one day. I was writing a brief and I was really busy, couldn't go. Blah, 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 blah. I finally went with him. We went down 4 stories underground beneath the main library at Brigham Young University in Provo. 4 stories underground, and went into these computer labs where they were training all the operators to spy on everybody out at Bluffdale. Bluffdale Center, the cyber command of the Department of Defense at Fort Williams, are basically neighbors right next door to each other. And they spy on everybody in the world. Facebook is nothing but a Department of Defense CIA spying platform. That's what Facebook is.
Yeah.
Same with YouTube, same with Twitter, you know, same with Google.
Yep.
And your email.
They are running a Stasi. They're running a Stasi in this country, and there's huge numbers of technicians that are receiving lots of money from the Department of Defense at Brigham Young University. Oh, God, hell, and Hill Air Force Base, same thing. And it's the fusion centers, it's the FBI, it's all over the freaking nation. They do not want the truth to get out.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. It's been out for a while. They're not catching it to put it back in. That's a nope. It's not happening. And they're really freaking out right now.
Yep.
Yeah, because of you. Because of you, Kim Hogan. You did it. I'm blaming you.
I've been screaming for mountaintops years, decades prior to there ever even being social media, many years before MySpace.
Yep.
And
I gotta make a confession on Cancel the Cabal. I love this girl. She is one red hot pistol gone right after him, Steve.
I've been connecting the people like Max Egan, Jeff Berwick, Josh Sigurdsson, David Icke. I've just been like the person that has introduced everybody.
Stephen Roberts. Come on, get Steve Roberts in there. You got to introduce Steve Roberts.
I've just been...
We are the problem, Steve.
Connecting people to get more and more, you know, spreading, researching and spreading the facts.
We're the carbon they want to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. What comes out
net
of your...
zero, right?
Comes out
net
of your lungs.
Zero, baby. So there you have it, Steve Roberts. You're an instigator with Annie, Shake and Wake, and all the other, you know, affiliates here that are carrying this. You know, and the people in Ireland and the people in Scotland and England and over in Europe that are listening to us.
Australia, all over the place.
Here's one that's pestered the hell out of me. If you look it up on the net, you'll find that England is drowning in sewage. Just drowning in sewage. There's millions of witnesses. There's no covering it up. England is absolutely drowning in sewage. And the prions and the pathogens being spread all over Great Britain are staggering.
Uh-huh.
Same thing in China.
I've seen footage recently of places that I've been to 10, 20 years ago. I love water. I grew up at the beach. I surfed. And, like, these places that I've traveled to and I'm seeing recent footage of the water, and it is not the same. And it's very depressing. And another prime example is Jacob's Well here in Austin. Everything is just being contaminated. They're dumping sewage everywhere. It's not just England.
Just the other day, the Tijuana River in Mexico dumped like 10, 12 billion gallons of raw sewage up the California coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Full of prions and pathogens.
Happens all the time.
Staten Island, New York Harbor, the Hudson River, the Susquehanna River Basin, the St. Lawrence River, the Great Lakes. I go on. Wuhan, China is like, oh my God. If you've ever seen the imagery of Wuhan, China, it's a major population center. It's huge. It's far bigger than Chicago or New York.
Yep.
And there's two rivers that run right straight through Wuhan. And they're full of sewage.
Yep.
How many people are they trying to kill off? How many people did Jean Goodall, remember that nice, sweet old lady that, you know, worked with the gorillas? Yeah, Jean Goodall says she wants 90% of the human population to be offed.
Yeah.
She wants to reduce world population by 90%.
Well, she is part of that big club.
Jean Goodall. Yeah, Jean Goodall.
I know. She is part of that big club.
Yeah.
And then Klaus Schwab and all these other freakazoids. How many How many people do they want to get rid of, like Kim and Steve Roberts and Old Man Witham?
Yep, yep.
Are we the carbon they want to get rid of?
Of course.
That's
because we're problematic.
Poisoning us like bugs, you know, the air, the food, the water is all poisoned. And going back to the water, too, like these places that I grew up going to that had crystal clear, beautiful, pristine water that you just sure. look at it and you just can't wait to get in it and dive in. And, I mean, many of the lakes I went to in Central Oregon, I see photos of these places from present day, and they look nothing like they did back when I was a kid camping and doing rowathons with rowboats and stuff in some of these lakes in Central Oregon. It's just like, what on earth has happened? Whether it's, you know, the raw sewage being dumped or the ingredients in the chemtrails and or both that are destroying the water around the world. It's not just fresh water. I'm seeing it in salt water. The Florida Keys do not look like they did. The water does not look the way it did back when I was
nope.
down there.
Absolutely not.
Well, this thing with sewage in England,
uh-huh.
I've exposed the hell out of it. I mean, there is no hiding it. There's no covering it up. It's a reality. But all the British news media and all their, like, social media personalities, their influencers, none of them want to talk about the prions and the pathogens.
Nope.
The Surfers Against Sewage organization, they've got these promo photographs of surfers on surfboards, and they're wearing gas masks. What the hell do they need a gas mask for?
Yep.
What's that, just because it smells or because it's full of deadly pathogens and prions?
Yep.
Well, hey, which brings me to Robert Kennedy Jr.
We only got about a minute. We only got about a minute and a half left here, guys. 90 seconds to.
It's all yours.
2 minutes.
God bless you, Steve. I'm gone. Bye.
All righty. Go ahead and finish this out, Kim.
Kennedy Jr. Oh, my God. This guy he's just shooting himself in the foot and hanging himself more and more every day.
Yes, he is.
Very, very laughable.
Well, I almost wonder.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean,
glad it worked out.
Yeah, I mean, I should get you on separately from Judd. Because there's a lot of confusion that goes on between the three of us on who's speaking sometimes. Not that he's a terrible hog or anything, but. He just
we all have a lot of important stuff to share.
Yes.
And yeah, he's epic. I refer to him as Judson. I call him Hero all the time.
Uh-huh.
Justice Hero. Instead of Judson Hero, it's Justice Hero is what I refer to him.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you did get some more airtime today, though. But
yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome. And
all right, everybody. You take care out there.
I'm sure we'll be speaking soon.
Yes. Have a good night.
Yes, you too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. That's pretty much the end of the show here. So I'm going to have to call Roger back. He's messaged a couple times and called a couple times. Actually, he's called a couple times since I've been on air, so... Hope to see everyone tomorrow for Roger's show, where I will be helping and producing. Take care, everyone. Until next time.